This is JIS News. Coming up, housing project to be developed for public sector workers. 226 vendors registered under KCC Vendor Registration Program and historical sites in Westmoreland to be developed. The details after this message.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission advises applicants for tertiary grants for the 2015-2016 academic year that the deadline has been extended to Wednesday, August 12, 2015. For application details, please visit our website at bglc.gov.jm.
Now the news. The government has agreed to develop at least one land or housing project for this financial year as part of the wage agreement signed with unions representing public sector groups. This was among several benefits outlined by Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller while speaking at the signing ceremony held at the Ministry of Finance Tuesday. Other benefits to public sector workers will include a 7% increase in salaries over 2 years, the establishment of a $45 million fund to provide tertiary grants to children of public sector workers, and increases in several allowances, including tailoring, subsistence, funeral grants, and death benefits. 12 items from the previous contract period are still being pursued.
I know very well the tremendous sacrifices being made by the people of Jamaica as we strengthen the economy and work to secure economic growth with equity, social inclusion, and job creation. I'm grateful, especially to all our public sector workers, for your patience, sacrifices, and loyalty to Jamaica.
The Prime Minister also commended Minister Without Portfolio in the Finance Ministry, Horace Daly, for his stewardship of the wage negotiations. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KCC, has announced that 226 vendors have been registered under its vendor registration program. The program aims to ensure that all vendors operating within the formal market and designated vending areas within the KCC are registered to operate legally. Mayor of Kingston, Senator Dr. Angela Brownberg, expressed disappointment with the progress being made under the program so far. She says the council will be taking steps to address the discrepancies and get more vendors on board.
Later this week, we will take a look to see what changes can be made to different elements of the program as we have it. Notwithstanding this analysis, however, I want to remind vendors that in the same way you need a driver's license to drive on the nation's streets, vendors will require vendors' registration to sell.
Senator Brownberg says any vendor not registered to be in the targeted markets and arcades by August 31 will be operating illegally, and an enforcement team will be directed to take action. At least 10 historical sites in Westmoreland have been earmarked for development as part of plans by the Minister of Tourism to diversify and expand the country's tourism product. The development of the sites is also aimed at providing employment opportunities for local community persons. Portfolio Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says following discussions with stakeholders, it was determined that the site held great potential to be developed into tourist attractions. He says the Fontabella Great House, which is located on the Froome Estate, could become the centerpiece of the development plan.
If you are able to do something here at Fontabella and the other houses that are in the region, if you can link those with Roaring River, if you can link them with Mayfield Falls, you start to get economies of scale where persons can go on a tour so they can get a water attraction, a heritage attraction. There was even some discussion about what more could be done even with the factory.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil. And 200 vulnerable young persons across the island are participating in the Steps to Work summer camp spearheaded by the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. $10 million has been provided by the ministry to stage the annual camp. The three-week initiative is aimed at preparing participants for reintegration into the formal education system and labor market. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Labor and Social Security, Colette Roberts-Risden, says the Steps to Work program is an important part of government's overall strategy for vulnerable citizens.
The camps represent the ministry's investment in the future of some 200 participants. And the participants this year for summer camp will come from the parishes of Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine, Trelawney, St. James, Hanover, Westmoreland, and St. Elizabeth as well.
Mrs. Risden was speaking at the opening of the camp in Kingston on Monday. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.